Welcome to this ComputerWeekly.com podcast. My name's Anthony Adshead, storage editor with ComputerWeekly.com. Today I have with me Mathieu Gourges, who is CEO of Digitrust. And today we're going to be talking about the forthcoming European GDPR regulations. In particular, what we're going to be talking about are some elements of it, namely the right to be forgotten and the importance of personal data and how we locate that. So I want to ask Mathieu two connected questions. First question is, how do we ensure that we can locate personal data? Over to you, Mathieu.
Thank you. Well, first of all, you need to define what personal data is under the General Data Protection Regulation, known as the EU GDPR. Essentially, it's any type of data that could put any type of data subject in Europe at risk. Whether you store, process, or work on that data in the EU or not. The key challenge that we're seeing in the market right now is that most organizations do not know where the data is and what type of data they have. For instance, do they have data that is covered by GDPR? Do they have other data that is not covered by GDPR? Do they take credit card holder data? Do they take protected health information data? And where is that data located? Where within their ecosystem can they find it? Is it within their own network, their subsidiaries? Do they exchange data with vendors, suppliers, cloud applications, and so on? So in order to do that, what they need to put in place is a data discovery exercise that will allow them to map out where data covered by GDPR is located, where it's coming from, where it's going to, what kind of processing is taking on. Then they can classify the data and use some tools to do that and move on to the next level, which is how do I manage access to that data in such a way that I can guarantee that under GDPR I've taken what's known as appropriate security measures to protect the data and ensure that I know at any given time that that data is fairly and appropriately managed and protected.
Thanks, Mathieu. The next question is, how can we enable the right to be forgotten in storage systems? Over to you again.
So it's worth going over what that right to be forgotten covers. The idea is that under the 8 principles of data protection, you need to obtain data and process it fairly. You need to only keep it for one or more specified, explicit and legal purpose. You can only disclose it in ways that are compatible with the purposes. Needs to be kept safe and secure, accurate, complete, up-to-date, and you need to ensure that it's adequate, relevant, and not excessive. What's really important, though, in those principles is the fact that you can only retain it for the amount of time that is necessary for the purpose, and you need to give a copy of the personal data to the individual on request and ensure that if they tell you that they no longer want you or allow you to have that data, that data can be erased. And so the right to be forgotten is really about putting in place the right processes, the right technology, and the right training within your organization to make sure that if somebody says to you, I no longer want you to have the data, or the data that you have about me is no longer accurate, I want you to take corrective action. And that corrective action could be, please erase the data. Or it could be, please update the data to the appropriate level of data. And so I go back to the previous question, which is that you need to be able to locate your data. You need to have data classification in such a way that if Mathieu rings you and says, I want you to delete that data because it's no longer accurate, or you are using it for a purpose that is not the original purpose that I gave you consent for, then you need to be able to take action fairly quickly. And I think that we'll see that the regulators in the EU will look at the right to be forgotten as one of the main topics when they start enforcing GDPR.
Thanks, Mathieu. Can you remind us when GDPR actually comes in?
Yes, GDPR comes in May 2018, although some European member states have already brought that forward and put GDPR into their own member state regulation ahead of May 2018. So again, the advice is if you're not in compliance, you need to at least be able to demonstrate that you've got a roadmap to compliance by May 2018.
Thanks very much, Mathieu, and I'm sure we'll be returning to this topic, but that's the end of the podcast for now.